The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Tickets, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy's Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Birding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponceva, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utility, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
Yeah, thank you very much, and a good Friday evening, everybody. A night of high school basketball coming your way. It's girls basketball here as the Peer Governors are on the road to the Watertown Civic Arena, fresh off of a brilliant night of basketball at home at Riggs High in a win over Brookings on Tuesday night, 66-48, as the Govs come in to tonight's action with a record of 7-10. Just three games left in the regular season. They've got tonight in Watertown. They go to Sioux Falls Jefferson on Tuesday and Sioux Falls Roosevelt at home next Saturday. And then you go into the postseason as the regular season will have come to a close. It is senior night here in Watertown, so they've got some festivities to undergo, but so far on the varsity court, the Governor girls have had two commanding victories in both the junior varsity and the sophomore games, as the Governor girls varsity will try to follow suit and come up with a three-game sweep. The Governor girls obviously playing very well, an 18-point win over Brookings on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, Watertown, who started 5-0 on the season, now down to 9-9, that after a really tough loss at Aberdeen Central, 57-55. On Tuesday night. We'll see how this one goes. We'll take an opening two-minute timeout. Our Becky Ponceva State Farm pregame show comes up in 2 minutes, and within that, we'll take a look at the state of basketball and to see how the power rankings are shaping up, especially in girls basketball. We'll see take a look at the boys' rankings as well, the schedule of games that has occurred so far this week, and of course, what's to come tonight and tomorrow, and maybe a look into the week ahead as well. All that with coaches' conversations, keys to success, your starting lineups, and more coming up in the Becky Ponceva State Farm pregame show. Coming back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Peer Governor Girls Basketball on 1060 KGFX, 103.1 FM, and on drgnews.com. Live video streaming going on the KGFX page of drgnews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Ponceva State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Back at the Watertown Civic Arena, the girls on the road, the boys at home hosting the Watertown Arrows tonight. That one on River 92.7, David Burrow with the call on that one as his pregame getting underway as well. Boyd's coming off of a nice win at Brookings last night as well, as they've got back-to-back games going on here on this Friday night following a Thursday. But the girls played, of course, Brookings on Tuesday night. And here, as they split their games up in the week, coming into tonight with a record of 7-10. But do not be fooled by the record. I think a lot of people starting to take note of what the Governor girls are capable of in the basketball court. And appear looking at a team that's two spots ahead of them in the power rankings, but probably coming in, given the way things have been going lately, perhaps as the favored team as we take a look at the power rankings, but also the schedule of games. We mentioned the two teams' games on Tuesday night, the Governors winning at home over Brookings 66-48, Watertown losing at Aberdeen Central 57-55. There were also wins for Sioux Falls Washington over Mitchell, O'Gorman over Harrisburg quite easily in both of those. Yankton lost to Sioux Falls Christian. Out West, Spearfish losing to Rapid City Christian, and Douglas with just a 10 spot up against St. Thomas More. Tough game for the Patriots there. Last night, there were four games played. Brandon Valley defeated Spearfish at home 45-35. T Area went down to Yankton, beat the Gazelles 57-45. Sturgis falling at home to Red Cloud 67-25. And Sioux Falls Lincoln winning at Roosevelt 45-33. And four more games on the docket today, including the Governors here at Watertown. You've got Spearfish hosting Harrisburg. They actually played that at the Pentagon this afternoon. Might have a score on that here before too long. Huron and Mitchell are out west. The Tigers playing at Rapid City Central. Mitchell playing at Rapid City Stevens. And then tomorrow, Aberdeen will go to Brookings. It'll be Sioux Falls Jefferson at Lincoln, Sioux Falls Roosevelt at Washington in the Metro, and then also Mitchell and Huron flip-flopping venues. Mitchell at Rapid City Central, Huron at Stevens tomorrow afternoon. Into the week ahead, the upcoming schedule, at least for these two teams, the Governor girls go to Sioux Falls Jefferson on Tuesday night. First look at that brand-new high school. David Burrell gets the call on that one, as I'll be at Riggs High Gym and the Governor boys host Sioux Falls Jefferson. That's Tuesday night, 6:30. Watertown has their next matchup as well. That'll be at Harrisburg, and that will be the end of the regular season for the Arrows, where the Governors, as mentioned, have that home matchup with Sioux Falls Roosevelt next Saturday night. That actually will be in the afternoon. Take that back. That's a 2 o'clock start time for the girls' game. The boys' game will be not until 7 p.m. However, as that'll be next Saturday at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. So that's the schedule of games ahead. Coming into tonight, Sioux Falls Washington 16-1, leading the power rankings ahead of O'Gorman at 16-2. Rapid City Stevens 14-2, and they're ahead of Brandon Valley, who's 14-4 in the four spot. Rapid City Central, rather, 12-4 in the five. It is Sioux Falls Jefferson, number six, with an 8-9 mark. Sioux Falls Lincoln got a win last night. They're 9-8. Huron is the eighth seed right now with their 10-6 record. Watertown sitting at 9-9. They're in the nine spot. They really would have liked to have had that win against Aberdeen Central the other night, but now they've got to win probably their last two games, according to Coach Pat McClemens, if they are going to get a home game. So they definitely want this game here tonight. Mitchell is in the 10 spot at 9-7, and then the Governors still at number 11, but seemingly on the way up. 7-10 so far on the season with three games to go. Then it's Harrisburg at 6-11, Brookings 5-11, Yankton 5-12, Aberdeen Central is 3-14 in the 15th spot. Spearfish is the last of the top 16 at 5-12 on the season, with Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, Sturgis, and Douglas, the three on the outside looking in. In boys basketball, with scores last night, well, Watertown played Tuesday night and was beaten soundly by a good shooting Aberdeen Central team, 62-43 here at the Civic Arena. Last night, the Governors winning at Brookings, 71-45, as they move to 8-9 on the year. Harrisburg gets a win over Sioux Falls Christian, 70-64. Yankton losing by two to T Area, 55-53. Brandon Valley had no trouble with Spearfish, 77-50. And Sturgis gets a win over Red Cloud at home, 57-54. Tonight's games, including the Arrows at Riggs High Gym to take on the Governors on River 92.7. Mitchell and Huron are hosting Rapid City Stevens and Central, respectively. We mentioned Spearfish playing at Harrisburg with a doubleheader at the Pentagon tonight. It's Washington at Roosevelt, Lincoln at Jefferson within the Sioux Falls city limits there as well. Central and Stevens out of Rapid City go to Mitchell and Huron tomorrow, respectively. It'll be Brookings at Aberdeen, Washington at Jefferson to round out the weekend's schedule. And then into the next week for Pierre and for Watertown, the Governors host Sioux Falls Jefferson Tuesday night, first ever matchup with the Cavaliers, while Watertown will play host to Harrisburg. They have another home game to wrap up their regular season, hosting Moorhead, Minnesota, here on Thursday, boys-only contest. And then the Governor boys, as mentioned, finished their regular season at Sioux Falls Roosevelt on Saturday night. That, again, at 7 o'clock with a 6:30 pregame on River 92.7. So that's the state of basketball. The look ahead for the boys' ranks here in Class AA should give you the power rankings as they are updated now. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, 16-0, still unbeaten. O'Gorman is the 2 seed right now at 16-2. Harrisburg, with their win last night, moves up to 10-7, still a solid number 3 seed. They were actually tied with Jefferson going into last night, but right now Harrisburg is the 3. Mitchell has moved up to number 4 at 11-5. Then Sioux Falls, Jefferson, and Washington are 5-6. The rest of the top 16 stays the same. Aberdeen Central, 11-6. Sioux Falls, Lincoln, 8-8, just ahead of Yankton, who is the 9 seed at 9-8. Brandon Valley with their 8-9 mark in the 10 spot, ahead of number 11 Pier at 8-9. Stevens is 8-8. They're the 12 seed. Watertown is 6-11 on the season. They are the 13 seed right now. Spearfish, Huron, Rapid City Central rounding out the top 16, with Sturgis, Douglas, and Brookings on the outside looking in. So both Governor boys and girls teams right now are 11th power rated in South Dakota. The Governor boys at number 11 would go to Sioux Falls, Washington, if the postseason were to be played tonight. The Sodak 16, obviously, Pierre will hope to move up. They'd like to get maybe a better matchup than one of those Sioux Falls schools, but they've got an opportunity for a victory tonight. They've got a couple of more, although Sioux Falls Roosevelt looms large at the end of the season. Governor girls, by the way, 11, the 11 seed with their 7-10 mark. They would play Sioux Falls Jefferson if the Sodak 16 were to be played tonight, and that would be in Sioux Falls. Well, that's where the Governor girls will be on Tuesday night at Sioux Falls Jefferson. So that could be a key matchup there for the Governors as well. First things first, one game at a time, it's Coach Bebout would say. They've got a tangle with the Watertown Arrows. The senior night festivities are done now. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll come back, give you the starting lineups. You've just heard the state of basketball in South Dakota, and we remind you, on your way to and from the games, South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of a team, and they tell us all to buckle up. Snow means slow, and especially next week, we might start seeing some snow in our forecast and in our travel destinations, or on the way at least. So snow means slow. Buckle up from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Now, 2-minute timeout. Keys to success from Central Dakota Eye Care are next. We will hear from Pat McClemens of the Watertown Arrows later on, but it is Kirk Bebout of the Governors when we return with our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success next. And this is Pierre Governor Girls Basketball and your official home of the Governors, River 92.7, rather, KGFX AM and DRGNews.com.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
There's one place to watch Pier Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pier Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pier Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pier Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities.
All right, it's Friday night. It's time for more Keys to Success here with Kirk Bebop, the head coach of the Governor Girls, off of a really good performance, Coach, Tuesday night and the win over Brookings, and just trying to keep this momentum going here for the rest of the season. You got a string of games that I think you feel pretty confident in, and especially with the way you played on Tuesday night, I can see why.
Well, honestly, it's always been, and it's been from the beginning, just one game at a time, trying to get better. So it's a tough one tonight here in Watertown, and they're 6-0 in the ESD. They're playing for ESD championship, so we know it's going to take everything we have to get out of here with a win. So, I mean, that's the way it is all across. You look at any games, it's always a battle, no matter who it is. You can't overlook anybody, or you can't give anybody too much credit either, because anybody can really beat anybody. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, just one instance, we beat Yankton by 30, and they beat Rapid City Central, and Rapid City Central beat us by 40. So that's a 70-point difference. You're probably not going to find many games where they even score 70 points in 2A girls basketball. So, I mean, there is no really rhyme or reason for it. It's just whoever shows up and plays basketball at night, so that's what we're going to have to do again today.
You mentioned the ESD championship that Watertown's playing for, and you know, it used to be everybody played everybody twice, and now you're only playing everybody once. Yep. Within the conference, you got a much different schedule, but still, and I always try to give conference standings, or at least conference records per team. Being in the ESD, conference games still mean a lot.
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's a lot of ESD pride, and I mean, that was part of the appeal coming up here. You get to be in the ESD, so ESD's a big deal, 100%. So, yeah, I mean, the one game, two game thing, I honestly, I'm not a huge fan of playing someone twice, just not. So I kind of like that we aren't doing that this year. So, but yeah, I mean, the ESD is it's as good as it gets in South Dakota.
All right, so with Watertown tonight, they got off to a pretty good start. I think a lot of their conference games were early in the season, but wins have been a little bit more difficult for them of late. What are you seeing from Watertown maybe early in the season versus what's going on lately?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factors that people don't really think about when they look at teams and how they're doing throughout the year. I mean, when you play somebody, how they're playing, when you play them, where you play them, there's so many different factors that are out of anyone's control that affect that wins and losses stuff. So, yeah, I think they had speaking honestly, I think they had a nice setup early in the year, and they took advantage of it. And then, you know, then they got some confidence and they won some really tough games and they got off to a great start. And it's a, I mean, every week feels like a month, honestly. And how teams can play just from one week to the next is crazy to me. I mean, we're a perfect example of that. I mean, so yeah. I mean, they might have lost a couple recently, but they're I know they're going to be geared up tonight to go. So I know it's going to take a ton of energy for us to have a chance to win tonight.
How do you see the matchup with the size inside on paper, X's and O's, and all of that?
I mean, one thing that makes it difficult is just that they do so much. So they're really going to mix it up and throw the kitchen sink at you and see what's going to work. So you got to constantly be making adjustments. But at the same time, we don't want our players overthinking. We just want to keep playing basketball and playing together. So, you know, that's a big challenge right there. And they just play really, really hard. So, I mean, yeah, it's just going to be a kind of a battle of who can, you know, execute their game plan and have the will to win.
You know, and again, when things are going well for Pierre, it's kind of, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing if that rhythm in the offense continues. You feel that way too?
Yeah, that's kind of what I, you know, just not having to think too much and playing basketball. So, yeah, that's a big part of it. You always feel a little bit better when you're making shots. It gives confidence and energy and bring that to the defensive end. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, though, it really does all start on defense. And if we're going to win tonight, it's going to come from defense energy and that flowing over into our offense.
All right, Coach, keep it going. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Pierre Governors, as his coach's comments and keys to success are brought to us by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. And no, they're not. I get my FM and my AM sponsors mixed up. I apologize for that. But starting lineups are brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. They're in the community to serve, so let's hear from them. And we'll be back to speak with our old good buddy, Pat McClemens, the head coach of the Watertown Arrows, when we return with more keys to success.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
More keys to success. Let's talk with our old friend Pat McClemens, head coach of the Watertown Arrows here. Coach, over the course of the season, here we are already into the last week of the season pretty much. You've only got a couple of games to go. This last one against Aberdeen on Tuesday night, kind of a tough loss for you, 2-point loss. And, you know, now it's got you fighting and clawing, I know, for more seeding and things like that. But I think the bottom line is you still have to move on and play another game.
Yeah, and I think everybody at this point, and I think Pierre has, obviously, they're probably playing their best basketball over the course of the last 2.5 weeks or whatever it's been, Brian. And I think we've kind of ridden the roller coaster. We've been kind of inconsistent at times, and you know, and we're not a team that is overly imposing. You know, we're gonna start. We're going to start three seniors tonight. One's Macyasis, who's been out with a knee injury, and we're going to start her. And Kirk's been gracious enough to let us tip it to her, and she's going to throw it out of bounds. We'll sub her out. But, I mean, we're not very big. I mean, we're 5'7 across the board. And so we really struggle. There isn't a good matchup for us because everybody, you know, and you look at Pierre with Thriller and Kaiser, it's just a problem for us with matchups. And so you end up trying to do some things to help you out And I think other teams have figured that out. Early in the season, we were able to do that. And I think, as coaches would tell you, film doesn't lie. And everybody watches so much film anymore that they're able to make the adjustments that you what you were trying to do early on.
And yeah, that makes perfect sense. I was just going to say about the good start that you had. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle. But with Peer, you know, and I was looking at your roster, too, and yeah, I was surprised. I mean, you used to have all these trees in the middle, and that's just not the case anymore.
No, it isn't. We've got one young lady here that's 6'1 or 6'2, and she's got a ways to go, but there isn't a lot of size for us. And we've done a good job of I think, trying to find ways to make up for that. You know, unlike, we just don't get any easy baskets where somebody else come down, throw at the post, and at least you're going to get a good shot inside or a foul or something like that, where we maybe have to try to create something in the full court. And against a team like Peer, who's got good guards, you're not going to get steals, especially this time of year. If you're getting them this time of the year, the team's probably not very good anyway. And so that's an issue. It's just trying to find consistent, easy ways for us to get baskets.
So we mentioned Peer and how well they're playing, and we're seeing that. It's a lot of fun to watch this team, but how fun is it going to be for you to play this team?
Well, I think the hard part is what do you do defensively? You know, and I think we've run into this, not just with Peer, but with a lot of other teams, just from the fact of, okay, you know, as well as they shot it Tuesday night against Brookings, and as well as they've shot it late, playing zone doesn't look like a very good idea. Yet, playing man-to-man, Kaiser's a problem for us, and so is Terrigley, because we just can't match up with them, and I'm afraid they'll take advantage of us inside. So I think you'll see us change quite a bit. I think we have to try to maybe keep them off balance a little bit. And we've got to pray that the wind's blowing on this end of the court like it is outside.
Yeah.
Whatever Peer shoots, it blows it into the bleachers or something, right? Because, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, Peer can't play well. I mean, for us to be where we need to be. I mean, if they play like they did Tuesday night, we've got problems, because there won't be a way for us to match up if we try to go man in the zone and they're knocking down shots. It's going to be a problem.
So I think maybe key to success for you is to get the ball moving up and down the floor, get some transition perhaps, especially if Peer's missing shots, if you can get the rebounds ahead of their bigs, you have that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way we can maybe create some easy baskets for ourselves. And I think, you know, the thing about it is I think Peer just soon run too. I mean, they've got athletes who want to get up and down the floor. But, you know, and rebounding, I think, is always a key for us because we are undersized. We give up some offensive rebounds, and those generally turn into three-point plays because, you know, somebody big gets it, you foul them going up. And so rebounding, can we shoot a high percentage? Because we're going to shoot a lot of 19, 20 footers tonight. And we've got to make, you know, we probably have to make 8 or 10 threes to have a good shot.
All right, Coach, always a pleasure.
You bet. Thank you, Brian.
Pat McClemens, former head coach of the Peer Governor Girls, now again in his second stint as the head coach of the Watertown Arrows. Coach's comments, keys to success, again sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities and the community to serve. Here are the starting lineups coming up for us tonight. The starters are brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. The keys to success are unsponsored on KGFX. Boy, I'm just batting about 200 for tonight, but we'll get through. We'll get this game going here before too long. It is the Potsdam State Farm pregame show continuing. Starting lineups, you know it, from the Peer Governors with Remington Price, the 5'6 junior, shooting well and continuing to play well. Laney Stevens had a good shooting night Tuesday night in the win over Brookings. She's a senior at 5'5. Ryan Berry has had an outstanding couple of weeks stretch now, a 5'7 sophomore for the Governor Girls. Reese Terwilliger at 5'11 and a sophomore. Avery Kaiser, 5'10, the junior. The forwards, Coach McClemens thinks could be problems for the Arrows, and that's what the Governors have up front with Terwilliger and Kaiser. Along with Barry Stevens and Price, the guards, Governors will get Lennox Dupree, the 5'5 freshman, Sidney Tedrill, the 5'8 junior forward in there, among others, Elise Christofferson, and also, again, and a few more for the Governors. 7-10 on the season for Pierre, number 11 in the power rankings. They are 4-3 against ESD opponents. Their head coach, Kirk Bebout, assisted by Carice Blanchett, Nicole Roth, and Jeff Schleckaway. Quick run through of the Watertown starters, sponsored by MDU. Here's what they normally do. Maddie Rohde, a 5'6 junior. Kayla Volkin, a 5'5 senior. Jada Young is a 5'6 junior. Kendall Paulson, a 5'7 junior. All as guards. And Grace Ortmeyer, a 5'7 senior forward, but tonight Macy Ostis dealing with the knee injury. She's a 5'7 senior. It's senior night. She'll start, but will come out almost immediately after this game is underway. So Rohde, Vulcan, Young, Paulson, and Ortmeyer, along with Ostis, who the Watertown Arrows will employ tonight in that starting lineup. They're 9-9 on the year. Started the year 5-0, but 9-9 at present. The ninth rated team in the power rankings, but 6-0 against ESD conference opponents. Pat McClemens is head coached and assisted by Chad Rohde, Stacey Hendricks, and James Wright. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back, give you the game officials from the South Dakota Attorney General's office, and we'll tip it off in just a bit as well. This is Pierre Governor Girls Basketball on KGFX.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
I am the subprime specialist, so no matter what your credit is, you know, good, bad, got some challenges, have never had a loan, I'm the person to go to. I will try to get you pre-approved before you come into the dealership so you know you're not coming here waiting hours. I can help you get into a vehicle with little to no down.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit gatewayfordtoyota.com.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Back at the Watertown Civic Arena, continuing and giving you one final segment of our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. The other starting lineup we have to give to you tonight is the naming of the game officials. Our Law on the Court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. Tonight's officials are Keith Matheson, who did the Pierre game with Brookings in Pierre on Tuesday night. He is also working with Doug Rusink, a veteran official, and also Brandon Deutsch, the game officials tonight. Our Law on the Court, as we thank them for doing what is oftentimes a thankless job in officiating high school sports. Keith Matheson, Doug Rusink, Brandon Deutsch, tonight's Law on the Court tonight. Let's hear from the Attorney General's office and Lynn's Dakota Mart, too. We tip it off in 1 minute. This is Pierre Governor Girls Basketball.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities. And the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds. Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. Thrifty, local, convenient.
And in Watertown, we're set for the opening tip. It's brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart Stores in Pier and Fort Pier as Watertown on senior night. And this was planned, if you saw it on our live video stream, the KGFX page of drgnews.com. The opening tip controlled by Watertown and number 14, I think it was. Yeah, Miranda Falconer, who is in there as a jumping specialist. They tip it to Macy Ostis, a 5'7 senior on senior night, but unable to play due to a knee injury. And, well, she throws it right to her coach and out of bounds. Technically, that'd be a turnover, but I don't think we'll give them the turnover on that one. We're underway. The Governors do get the essentially the opening possession, but the Governors in road black. Here as we set up in the Watertown Civic Arena on the end of the court to the inbound off of a pass that went out of bounds. Here's Ryan Berry in an offensive rebound, but unable to put it back up and in. Reese Terwilliger had the first crack at it. Up no good for both. And now an Avery Kaiser steal on the far end of the floor as the Governors will bring it back the other way. Govs in road black tonight with the green numbers and white trim. And Watertown in home white with the purple numbers and the gold lining the numerals as well. And we've got a foul underneath that'll go on Grace Ortmeier. That'll be her first, trying to defend against Reese Terwilliger. And again, Watertown just does not have an awful lot of size. As the Governors will toss it in from Berry to Kaiser, and Avery puts it up and in for two. Pierce strikes first. Pierce will continue that press that they used so well against Brookings in that win on Tuesday night. They get it across the timeline, do the arrows to Ortmeier, and then they'll set it up out to the far side left in Kayla Vulcan. Now from the right elbow, turnaround shot, it's up and good. Shot made by Jada Young as the assist comes from Maddie Rohde. Then we've got a 2-2 start to this one. 6:45 to go, first quarter. And as Avery Kaiser stumbles trying to cross over against that pressing defense, she had to pick up her dribble, but then takes an extra step with it, and she'll be called for the travel. Watertown heading near court to far. Here as we start our first half of play. Rohde setting it up. She'll start to the right side. Vulcan with it back to Rohde. Nope, it's a takeaway. Steal for Ryan Berry looking for the breakaway, and she had to slow up a bit, but she does get it to go, and the Governors get their second takeaway. This one turns into 2 points. Pier back in front at 4-2. Pass to Vulcan at half court. Gets it to get it across the timeline, but now Lainey Stevens providing problems. Vulcan loses it. Berry there to pick it up. And the Governor press causing a lot of problems. Now a three ball up for Avery Kaiser, but this one no good. Heather Ortmeier is there for the rebound. I should know that name. Her mother, a good friend of mine from back in the old neighborhood in Pier, a former Pier Lady Governor basketball player, and Chris Wegner originally. Here's Ortmeier on the top of the key. 5:40 to go, first quarter. 4-2, Governors. Boys game will be tipping off in about 10 minutes, as we understand. Shot clock for Watertown is down to 5. Ortmeier to the free throw line in the pass to Vulcan. She'll drive. Kaiser got a hand on the shot, and as the shot clock horn sounds, the Governors pick up a loose basketball as Kaiser with the blocked shot. Now Avery with it on the top of the key. Down to the right block. Ooh, Terwilliger, I thought she might have gotten away with a double dribble. Here's Ortmeier coming right up on her, and Terwilliger buckling a little bit, tries to get the pass away, and it is to Berry, and then she's tied up. Held ball here. There's the idea defensively for Watertown. Pat McClemens has always had the ability to get his girls to kind of
wreak havoc or play havoc, so to speak, especially on the defensive end. They'll get in your heads if you're not mentally ready for this one. Underneath, Kaiser misses once, gets her own rebound, and it's back up and in, four in a row for Peer as they take a 6-2 lead. 4:45 to go in the first. Peer with a trapping defense in the backcourt. That'll lead to a Watertown timeout as Rohde had some trouble with the likes of Laney Stevens and Ryan Berry. So a 30-second timeout that's brought to you by Agtegra and your local Agtegra cooperative. We'll take a 30-second break, and we're back with more Peer Governor Basketball.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Peer can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Peer at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Timeout by Watertown to save a turnover in the backcourt. Timeouts again sponsored by Agtegra. And Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Substitutions in for both teams. Lennox Dupree, the freshman phenom, is in for the Governors in those bright orange shoes against a black-on-green wardrobe. But here's a three for Maddie Rohde in Watertown as they try to work it around the perimeter. And again, Coach McClellan said Watertown's going to have to shoot well from long range if they're going to have success against a bigger lineup inside of the Peer Governors. Rohde misses, and Watertown knocks it away out of bounds. Then the Governors have it back. Always an adjustment, perhaps, here when you come to Watertown. They play on a full 94-foot court. Of course, Peer and a lot of schools, even the Sioux Falls schools, for example, have 94-foot courts. Here's a pass inside to Terwilliger, and she and Rohde tangle up knees and ankles, and Rohde going to be called for the trip-up foul. That'll be her first, and Watertown's third here in the early going. Both players are up. It looked scarier than perhaps it really was. As we resume, halfway through quarter number one, 6-2 the Governors. Here comes Remington Price, her first scoring opportunity, and she'll lay it up and in. Remy with a good first step. The Governors have an 8-2 advantage. Here continues to press. Jace Lund, a 5'7 sophomore in there. Now bodies are on the floor as Berry falls down. That actually helps Watertown get it across the timeline, but a shot is up no good from close range for Kendall Paulson. Remy Price with the rebound, and the Governors are coming back this way with it again. 3:20 to play, and Peer starting to assert themselves here as the favored team. Kaiser on the move. Boy, she pushes off perhaps. Paulson ends up falling down. Pat McClemens wanted that call. Shot up no good, and Terwilliger is tangled up on the rebound attempt. And the arrows have the possession arrow, so to speak. Sidney Tedrow checking in for Peer for the first time at 3:05 to go here, quarter number one. J.D. Young back in. Hits it across the timeline. Here's a baseline drive and an extra pass across. There will be a foul called. Grace Corey, 5'7 freshman, will go to the free throw line. That was a good look from Jace Lund, a sophomore, getting it across the lane as the Governors got some helping defense. Somebody was left open. That was Corey, but only for a time until Sidney Tedrow approached, and Tedrow called for her first personal foul. First team foul for the Governors as well. First free throw for Corey rattles in and out, no good. Second one is up and good with the shooter's touch. She's on the board. A 6-0 run for Peer comes to an end with that free throw down. And it's 8-3 as Corey checks out. J.D. Young quickly back in. Now Sidney Tedrow, among others, bringing it across the timeline. She'll leave it with Remy Price. Back to set it up to Dupree. Price again on the right wing to our left as we look down on the court below us. Dupree will try left side to Berry. Nothing there. Back to Dupree. Terwilliger inside. Price outside in the corner looking for three up. No good. It'll take a bounce off of the back of the top of the rim. Here's a foul on Dupree. The rebound to Jada Young off of the Price miss. And again, Pat McClemens wanting to get the Peer Governor player off the back of his arrow rebounder. That's Coach McClemens in a nutshell, man. It's been a lot of fun, you know, getting to know that guy over the years, talking to him when we come up here. There were some times when Peer had some great teams, but Watertown had some great teams as well, and Watertown got the better say of things in a state tournament in particular years ago. It's a three ball here as Emery Thury misses, but it's kept alive underneath. Now a Peer foul. No, it's an official's timeout here. The shot clock got reset, but the attempt by Thury did not draw irons, so the official will correct things, and he'll estimate about 15 seconds should be back on the shot clock. So that's where they have it now. Inbound from the Peer bench. On the move, Jada Young. She crosses over. Berry still right there, causing problems. Now Ortmeier with a tipped pass, but picked up by Maddie Rohde. That shot clock down to five. Rohde driving off the glass, but misses everything. And now the Peer Governors will take it away. Dupree gets it out of the hands of Corey. Up ahead, Dupree to Terwilliger, and the shot up and good. Lennox Dupree with that eventual steal. As Watertown heads the other way, and a shot blocked away and out of bounds. J.D. Young with the effort. Watertown will hustle an awful lot here tonight. Remington Price checking out. Laney Stevens back in for Peer, who leads 10-3 with a minute 33 to go, quarter number one. Still early in this one. Here's a three from the wing for Young. No good. A race to the basketball. Stevens and Young both get there. This will be a held ball. And the Governors have the arrow this time. Watertown 0 for 3 from long range. Only one out of seven so far on the floor. Trailing 10-3. Dupree will take the inbound. Bring it across far court to near. Sets it up to her left. Stevens open for three right away. Shot up no good. Dupree gets the rebound and a little bit wild going back up with the putback. That won't go. As Rohde is down with the rebound. And the arrows take it the other way. Ortmeier drives and dribbles on the end line. Turnover number five here for Watertown. But aggressive move there for Grace Ortmeier, trying to get around Reese Terwilliger. But Terwilliger sealed off the baseline and forced Ortmeier a little too far out of bounds. So here come the Governors again. Up top and around. Berry. Back to Tedrow. Gets it inside. Terwilliger. And the shot altered by Rohde. Shot missed. No good. Matty Rohde makes the good play there. But up ahead and on the run. Catching it before putting it down is Thury. And that'll be a travel. Governor basketball once again as Terwilliger catches a break. Remy Price is in. Here comes Kendall Paulson for Watertown, joined by Addie Johnston, a 5'3 sophomore, on for the first time. Ortmeier and Rohde coming out of the game for now. Shot clock and game clock pretty much even. We're down to the 30-second mark here in the first period. 10-3 Governors. Play catch around the outside. Price open for three, and it's good. Now on a skip pass across the way from Laney Stevens. Remy Price with five. Peer has a 10-point advantage. Still 15 seconds left for Watertown to try to get one down. Up and in from close range. The feed from Kayla Vulcan. The finish for Emery Thury. See if the Governors can get one more down. 3 seconds. Price from 28 feet right side, and it's good. Remington Price with a swish from long range, and the Governors will close out the first quarter in style on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. It's Peer 16, Watertown 5. The scoreboard from Wagner Auto Company and Peer, the one place to go. Governor basketball is brought to you on your official home of the Governors, KGFX, the stations of DRG Media Group, in part by your Peer Sports Marketing partners, who include the Peer Dental Clinic, Pitts Design and Build, Red Rosa, the South Dakota National Guard, Stulkin Peterson, Lingle, Walti Jones, LLP, Wagner Auto, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Iceberg Funeral Home, Olinger Law Firm, and the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, your peer sports marketing partners. Governors by 11. We'll take a 30-second break. Quarter number two coming up next. You're listening to Peer Governor Basketball.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Back at the Watertown Civic Arena as the Governors with a couple of threes from Remington Price open up an 11-point lead. That last one in a last-ditch effort from a long ways away. Swishing it home. Watertown with the first possession as Jada Young gets it underneath. Overshoots, but on the backside, Kendall Paulson with a second chance. That one also no good, but Pierre knocks it away out of bounds, and Watertown will get a fresh start. Starting our second period. Chase Lund in there with it. Over to the right wing. Ortmeier, pass looking to go across the way, is intercepted by Remy Price, and she'll pull up from the right elbow and hit. Remy is feeling that scoring touch tonight now. She had 8 to close out the first, now has 10, and the Governors lead 18-5. Arrows break the press. They had a 3-on-2. The Governors catch up, and Paulson's pass knocked away out of bounds. A good hustle by Pierre coming back. And a timeout going to be taken here, apparently, by Kirk Bebouts and the Governors. With 7:11 to play, second period, and Agtegra timeout of 30 seconds, and we're back as the Govs lead 18-5 in Watertown on KGFX.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pierre.
Back in Watertown, Arrows maintain a possession here, but it was a Governor timeout, their first taken in this game. Lennox Dupree will punch the inbound pass back and out of bounds. Governor Basketball brought to you in part on KGFX by your Pierre Sports Marketing sponsors, who include Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Avera Orthopedics, Rinky Gray Wealth Management, Overhead Door, and our friends at Live Ticket, without whom we would not be live video streaming at drgnews.com. Caleb Brozek on site here. Trinity Pearson, by the way, is our technical director back in studio. And another tip pass. It'll stay with Watertown. Out of bounds on the side, but the shot clock winding down on the home team. It rests at 4. Maddie Rohde to inbound. Jada Young loses the dribble off of her foot. Picked up by Lainey Stevens. Up ahead, Lennox Dupree in front of the free throw line with a pull-up jumper. That's no good, and we've got a foul. That'll go to Remy Price, trying to get a rebound. Governors are really getting Watertown to have trouble hanging on to the basketball. To put it lightly, Watertown with 8 turnovers so far here in the first 9 minutes plus in this game. Here we'll continue to press. They lead 18-5, 6:35 to go in the second period. J.D. Young across the timeline against Dupree. Gets it to a Falconer, Miranda Falconer, the sophomore, to Rohde, to Lund, and to Rohde again up top. But she looks to drive. Pierre softened up on the defense, and Rohde drives the left side and lays it up and in. Good play there for Maddie Rohde, her first field goal. She has 2. It's 18-7 now. Price on the top of the key. Avery Kaiser is back in. She'll set a hard screen, and Dupree with a floater on the run is good. Lennox with the right hand. Left-handed dominant player, but pretty shot up and in. Now Watertown beats the Governors down the floor, and a foul will be called on Avery Kaiser. This will send Kendall Paulson to the free throw line. Good look again for Maddie Rohde making plays. Rohde with the long pass up the floor. Kaiser picking up her first personal foul. Here has 4 as a team. For some reason, I've only written two of those down. Ryan Berry checking in. Lennox Dupree is out. And Jace Lund coming out. I believe it was Grace Corey ready to check in once again at the scorer's table. Paulson, front end of the one and one, or I should say the two-shot opportunity was missed, but she gets the second one, and she'll be subbed in for as well. Thury back in for Watertown. 20-8, our score. The Governors in command. Avery Kaiser, and did she not just travel? I guess not. She got it back, or a double dribble or something, but Watertown got the ball away anyway. Now they push it ahead. But Thury unable to catch the pass, and she'll lose it out of bounds. So the team's trade turnovers. Sometimes, as an official, you do tend to swallow the whistle, and inadvertently, that might have been one of those cases. It was a kicked pass out of bounds off of the knee of Maddie Rohde. And I could say that because as an umpire of softball and baseball, that's happened to me many times. You want to call a ball or a strike and you just can't get the word out. Or if it's a strike and you keep quiet, it stays a ball. Here's a tip pass by Corey, picked off by Thury. Governors turn it over for the third time. Watertown back in business here with 5:10 to go in the first half. Corey driving against Avery Kaiser. Avery shuts that lane off, so it goes around the perimeter. Now Rohde in the left wing. They'll work it back right side. Shot up here by Falconer, and that's up no good. Watertown with an offensive rebound. Reese Terwilliger late getting to it, and Reese will be called for a foul. That'll be her first. Number five for Peer in the first half as Kaiser will check out. Sydney Tedrow back in for the Governors, and another sub in for Watertown as Kendall Paulson comes back on. Miranda Falconer out. Inbound of the arrows comes up immediately to the top of the key. Rohde over to Thury, back to Rohde again. Right side. Swing it over to the left. Corey wants to get it in to Rohde quickly, but the pass was knocked away by the Governors, and Stevens can't run it down. She kicked it ahead with her knee. Entry pass perhaps by Tedrow knocked away, and Stevens just about got another transition opportunity. Speaking of transition, Watertown has had some of those opportunities. And that was going to be one key to success for the Arrows if they're going to keep pace with the bigger Governors in the lane. A little bit of indecision leading to a travel called against Grace Corey here, though. And the Arrows will give it away again. Tedrow out. Kaiser back in for Pier. 4:21 to go in the second quarter. The Governors led 16-5 at the end of one. They have a 4-3 advantage so far here in the second stanza. Scoring slowing just a little bit. Now Kaiser wants one from 15 in the right elbow. Shots up, no good. It'll be tipped and taken by Emery Thury. Arrows head the other way. Watertown in the home white. Purple and gold, of course, their color scheme. Over the years, they've done a lot of renovations here to the Civic Arena. And I tell you what, it's a nice place to come and play some basketball. Always has been, but it's a little more appealing to the eye. Here's an intercept by Jada Young. She'll take it the distance, try to scoop on the left side with the right hand. No good. Now up ahead, Kaiser leads Terwilliger too far, and the Governors will give it right back. So Pierre pushing the issue just a little too much. And Watertown will get the basketball back, and again, scoring stays at a bit of a standstill here in the second quarter. Price will check out for Pierre. It is Elise Christofferson, the 5'6 sophomore, on for the first time. And the Arrows will push it. Quick speed up. Falconer back in there for the Arrows as well. Thury, left to right, finds Young. She'll drive, and there will be a foul called here on Ryan Berry. Block might have been clean up top. Maybe she got her down low. As Berry picks up her first personal. Team foul number 6, but this one in the act of shooting puts Jada Young at the line. 3:22 left in the second period. Young's first of two. Rims in and out. No good. Watertown 2 of 5 from the stripe so far. This is their third trip. The first two, they've missed the first and made the second. We'll see if Young follows that pattern, and she does. Third point for Jada Young. 20-9, our score. Now a Falconer steal in the backcourt. And another Governor foul as Falconer drives. Barry will deny the layup, but again, even though the Governors lead by double figures right now, Watertown's defensive pressure in the full court starting to become a bit of an issue for Pierre. Second quick foul for Barry. Now Falconer at the free throw line gets the first one here. Left-handed shooter. Dupree checking out. Barry, or checking in for Barry with those two fouls, who comes out. Watertown hits double figures now, 20-10. Make it 11, 2 for 2 for Miranda Falconer. Here's lead suddenly down to 9 instead of 12 where it was a short time ago. Now across the timeline, Avery Kaiser. Gets it back from Dupree. Christofferson to Dupree, back to Kaiser. Fakes the shot, puts it on the floor, off the dribble. 19-footer up, no good. Rebound down to Corey, and the arrow's going the other way, and they'll put it up and in on the finish for Emery, who has 4. Christofferson picks her dribble up. Watertown playing much better than Pierce so far here in the second period. Now a bad pass over the top. Kaiser misses with Terwilliger. Watertown will push it up ahead, though, and they'll give it back as well. Timeout for the Governors. I think a good one at that. Pierce now with 5 turnovers here in the second period. 2:24 left in the half. It's 20-13 Governors. Actegra says acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. A 60-second Agtegra timeout. You're listening to Governor Basketball.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino and Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by your independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates. The Pier Governor tennis team has had only one player ever win 4 state individual championships. Chris Williams won the number 6 flight state title in 2001, the number 3 flight in 2002, and the number 1 flight singles titles in 2003 and 5. His 111 wins from 1998 to 2005 are the most in Governor tennis history. Chris Williams, one of Pierce's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by your independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates of Pier.
In Watertown, Pierre trying to get things going in the right direction. They do lead 20-13, but they've led by double figures for much of this first half. Watertown on a bit of a run right now. Watertown not scoring with the greatest of ease, but the Governors really struggling at this point in the second period. And into the lane it goes to Reese Terwilliger. Watertown's defense causing problems. That's a traveling violation. And Pier continues to turn the basketball over. I seem to think right now if Pier can just kind of get a little more patient, maybe take more time off the shot clock, get a good look. These are some of the things that's been working for them lately. Here's Grace Ortmeyer on the top of the key as Watertown works with it on the far end of the floor. But, yeah, Watertown's defense is starting to pick things up. So, too, is Avery Kaiser, though. She'll pick a pass off, get it across the timeline. Now Pier will slow it up. Set things up in the half court. Dupree, Price. Dupree, Stevens. Back to Dupree and Price again, right wing. Looking to drive. There's a bump to Terwilliger, but Price will feed Reese, and it's up and in for 2. So a high percentage shot there. Even though Terwilliger had to catch herself from almost getting bumped out of the play. Here's Ortmeyer underneath, in trouble. Loses the dribble, tries to force one up, and she'll pick up a foul here. Perhaps Lainey Stevens trying to swat at the basketball. Not Stevens. It will be Terwilliger, I believe. Yep, that'll be her second personal. And this puts Grace Ortmeier to the free throw line. Team foul number 8 for the Governors. Watertown stuck on 3 with a minute 8 to play in the second quarter. 1-1 here for Ortmeier. Front end is good. She'll earn another. That is her first point. 22-14. Govs by 8. Maya Shorter checking in here for Reese Terwilliger. Shorter, the 5'8 junior, on for the first time. Ortmeier ready for another one from the stripe, and she'll swish them both. Now Gracie checking out. As Jace Lund back in, a 7-point lead to Pierre again. They'll have to inbound and contend with this Watertown pressure in the full court. Kaiser up ahead to Dupree. She'll get trapped, but then reached in upon. This will be Falconer with a foul. That's only the 4th for Watertown, though, so Pierre will throw in right there from the scorer's table. Final minute of the first half, 58 seconds to play, 22-15 Governors. Pierre leading the boys game, by the way, 21-10 at the end of the first quarter. Lincoln Keenholz with a 12-point first period. Governor girls working things around here. Price, now miscommunication, and Kaiser didn't get to that one. This is a backcourt violation. And my goodness, the Governor's really a little complacent here in this second period. Some things they're definitely going to have to correct. A lot of unforced errors so far here in this second time slot. 22-15, our score. On the move is Falconer, and this will be a foul on Price. I'll tell you what, Governor girls getting dinged for an awful lot here. Price picking up her first personal, but that's number 9 now for Pierre. Actually, that's Remy's second. And this is Falconer at the free throw line, front end of the 1-1 here. Rims in and out. Kaiser will pull down the rebound. And Pierre can play for the last shot if they want to. Under 20 seconds to play with a 7-point lead. Kaiser will turn around, shoot, and score, though. From the right elbow, the feed from Lennox Dupree. Avery Kaiser's third field goal. Pierre by 9. It does give Watertown one more chance, but a high pass from J.D. Young to Miranda Falconer on the end line. And, well, out of bounds will be Watertown. And now Pierre has another 4 seconds to try to get something to go. Dupree at half court. Price will heave this one from 35. She made a 28-footer at the end of the first. This one a little farther away, and she comes up short. And our first half comes to an end. On the Wagner Auto scoreboard, the Governors lead the Watertown Arrows 24-15. Scoreboard brought to you by Wagner Auto Company in Pierre, the one place to go. We pause for 2 minutes. Halftime is up next, and we thank the folks of CHS River Plains for giving us this halftime update. That is on the way in 2 minutes. You're listening to Pierre Governor Girls Basketball in your official home of the Governors, 1060 KGFX AM 103.1 FM, drgnews.com.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at 605-224-5588.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pier.
Welcome back to Watertown. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play, along with Caleb Brozek on camera and Trinity Pearson in studio. The Governors got off to a good start in that first period, 16-5. They had the lead after a long three, swished home to beat the buzzer by Remington Price. Price got off to a good start in the second quarter, but the Governors went a little bit careless, let's say. It's seven turnovers in that second period alone, and only eight shot attempts in the entire quarter. Watertown, meanwhile, doing some damage. They outscored the Governors 10-8 in that second period, but six of those points came from the free throw line for Watertown. They're 7 of 11 overall from the stripe, but only four field goals down in the entire first half in 14 attempts for the Arrows. They're 0 for 3 from long range. They've spread the scoring around, and again, a lot of it from the free throw line. Emily Thury with 4 points to lead the way. J.D. Young has 3 points, and then Maddie Rohde with two. Miranda Falconer, a couple of free throws. Grace Ortmeier, two from the stripe. 1 point each for Kendall Paulson and Grace Corey for Watertown. With just 15 on the board. Pier again started 7 of 16 in the first quarter. 4 of 8, pretty good percentage in the second period. But again, giving up a lot of possessions because of the turnovers, and a lot of them unforced, as it turns out. But still, Pier is hitting on 11 of 24 here in this first half. 2 out of 6 from long range, both threes made by Remy Price. She leads all scorers with 10 points. Avery Kaiser has 6. Reese Terwilliger with 4. Ryan Berry and Lennox Dupree with 2 apiece for the Governors. Pier 24, Watertown 15. Watertown is a 12-8 lead in the rebounding side of things, 4-2 on the offensive end. Avery Kaiser leads with 3 rebounds. Watertown has spread their rebounding around a little bit, as Grace Corey unofficially has a couple, 3 rebounds as well. But Watertown has turned it over 14 times. The Governors with 8. Pier with 7 turnovers in that second quarter alone. Actually, Watertown had 8, so give credit to the Governor defense still for causing a lot of that. And the Governors have a 6-4 advantage in the assist column. Crowd was entertained by a dance team from Watertown, and it sounds like an honor here for the band director, the pep band of Watertown, being recognized in the Civic Arena here at halftime as well. Halftime from CHS River Plains as the Governors come out of the locker room. We've got plenty of time. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back, check scores, and look at upcoming action, as well as you listen to Pier Governor Basketball on KGFX and DRGNews.com.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com. Or indeed, Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-through lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
Back at the Watertown Civic Arena, Brian Oakland here at halftime, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Let's take a look at scores here as the Governors lead Watertown 24-15 at the half. Only one other girls score to update at this point, and a bit of a surprise. It was this afternoon at the Pentagon. Spearfish beats Harrisburg 49-36. Pretty good win for Spearfish. Harrisburg continues to drop games here and there and fall down in the power rankings, down to 6-12. Go the Tigers. Rapid City Stevens hosting Mitchell tonight. Rapid City Central hosting Huron as well in girls basketball in Class AA. Harrisburg wins the boys game easily, though, as they beat Spearfish 74-37. Sioux Falls Lincoln has a 41-29 lead in the third quarter over Sioux Falls Jefferson. Next opponent for the Governors, by the way, both girls and boys. Sioux Falls Roosevelt unbeaten and still leading at halftime here tonight as they lead at Sioux Falls Washington 26-19. Mitchell leading at home against Rapid City Stevens 35-30. And no update from the Huron Arena where the Tigers host Rapid City Central. And again, now at Riggs High Gym, the Governor boys are really putting the points together. They lead Watertown 42-28 as that went on River 92-7. Lincoln Keenels with 19 points. Jet Zabel with 10. Drew Norberg having a good game. He's got 17 of Watertown's 28 points so far. That one at, again, at Riggs High Gym. Upcoming action for the Governors, we mentioned, it's Sioux Falls Jefferson for the first time ever taking on Pierre on the basketball court. The boys' game will be at Riggs High as the Governors will host. Pierre will go on the road to Sioux Falls on Tuesday night, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-offs for both games. The boys' game on River 92-7, the girls' game here with David Burrell on KGFX, and of course both games will be streamed on the respective pages of the DRG News app and drgnews.com. And then the Governors, the girls will play at home against Sioux Falls Roosevelt next Saturday, 2 o'clock, the start time on that one, 1:30 pregame, and the boys game will be at Roosevelt 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We've got state wrestling tournament coverage from Sioux Falls that we'll give to you, state dual tournament coverage on Saturday. Maybe we'll fit that that Roosevelt game in after all as well. Speaking of wrestling, tomorrow here on KGFX, I'll be heading up to Millbank as the Bulldogs host the Region 3A wrestling tournament. Pierre and Chamberlain, Millbank, Mitchell, Aberdeen and Huron and Todd County and Cheyenne Eagle Butte Dupree wrestlers will compete for a trip to the state wrestling tournament, the individual tournament, next Thursday and Friday with reports on KGFX. Championship matches Friday night here on KGFX, live play-by-play coverage, and then the state dual tournament, all three rounds. The Governors, the five seed, will open against Harrisburg next Saturday morning here on KGFX. Pierre to start in the second half as Remy Price tries a three, up no good, but Reese Terwilliger with a offensive rebound, but now a Stevens pass gets away from inside, and Pierre will commit a turnover to start that second half of play. Second half throw in, like the opening tip, sponsored by Lynn's Dakota Mart stores in Pierre and in Fort Pierre. Brian Oakland with the call. Good to have you here on this Friday night. Bit of a low scoring first half, especially for the Governors, who got off to a good start in the first quarter. 16-5, they had the lead. Here's a loose ball that gets away, and as Grace Ortmeyer gets the pickup, she will be fouled in the act of shooting. And Kaiser gets her from behind. Looked like a clean block in front for Reese Terwilliger, but Kaiser trailing the play just a step behind. Ortmeyer got a 2-for-2 trip earlier in the first half, but this one missing. She'll try one more. First foul for the Governors here in the second half. This one rims in and out. The Governors battle for the rebound, and they knock it away from each other. It's picked up by Jada Young, and she will put it up and in from the right side. Close range bucket there
Watertown staying within sight here, 24-17. Here's Barry firing a three, and that's good. The feed from Laney Stevens, that is the first field goal, or the second field goal for Ryan Barry tonight. She's been scoring very well, 15 points in each of their last two games. Now Barry not letting Miranda Falconer around. Boy, from up here, that looked like an awful soft call, and these... Sometimes you just have to adjust with the whistles that are being blown, but this is one of those games where the Governors are just going to have to adjust. Barry picking up her third personal, especially. You're up by 10, though, 27-17. Price knocks a pass toward the scorer's table, picked up by Kayla Vulcan. Here's a beautiful pass up in there from Ortmeier to Young underneath. Jada Young with the basket. Grace Ortmeier, pretty good softball player, I know. Stevens looking for an answer, looking for a three, but that was a good pass by Ortmeier. Young will rebound the miss from Laney Stevens. Watertown heading this way. Far court to near for the arrows and home wide. Now it's Ortmeier for three, but that's no good. Young with an offensive rebound. Her putback won't go. She'll knock it away, but into the hands of Maddie Rohde. Now Watertown works it around. Young for three. This one, no good. Kaiser will pull down the rebound. Three tries for the Arrows, but nothing doing. They'll come up empty. They still trail by eight. 27-19. Here's Kaiser from the right elbow. Driving. A little bit wild on the left-handed attempt. And if there was contact there, it went unnoticed. But Watertown, the last of touches, it'll go out of bounds with 5:35 to play here, third quarter. Just underway in the second half, 27-19, Pier by 8. The inbound comes to Price from Barry. Up, no good. Price unable to hit. Barry avoids the foul as Kendall Paulson checks in. She'll get the rebound. The Governors, the way they've been playing, have to be the favored team in this one, especially also with the way Watertown's been playing. They've been struggling to pick up wins as a block by Terwilliger is more than just a block. On the drive by Falconer, it'll send Miranda Falconer to the free throw line as Reese Terwilliger picks up her third personal foul. The Governors have three fouls so far here in the second half. Overall in this game, they've got 11. Watertown had four fouls called in that first half. Just saying. 5:11 to go here, third period. Falconer missed the first, gets the second, and she will, well, there's a substitution. Falconer stays in there. It's Kayla Vulcan out and Emery Thury in as Watertown's back within seven again. 27-20, 5:05 to play, third quarter. Pier breaks the press. They get it on the other side. Far court is where the Governors work. Quick shot for Kaiser. Up, no good. Paulson with the rebound. Avery struggling with the shot for the most part tonight. She does have 6 points. But right now, just 3 out of 8 on the floor. 3 out of 9, in fact. Nope, 3 out of 10. Here's a three ball up for Watertown. No good. Barry there with the rebound. That one missed by Paulson. And the Governors continue to maintain a 7-point lead. Under 4.5 to go, third period. In the lane, Terwilliger will kick it out. Remy Price, and there's something the Governors needed. Kirk Bebout will take a timeout. Three ball down for Remy Price, her third of the night. She's got 13 points. The Governors lead by 10 with 4:19 to play in the third. We'll take a 30-second Agtegra timeout. You're listening to Pier Governor Basketball.
Did you put more on that high-interest credit card this holiday season than you expected? Why not transfer that balance onto an Oahu Federal Credit Union credit card? With a fixed rate of 9.9% APR, no balance transfer fees, and no annual fees, how could you go wrong? Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
People helping people.
Well, a big shot there again for Remy Price, an AgTegra timeout. AgTegra reminds you that acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. So contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. Governor Basketball and your official voice to the governors, River Night on KGFX and River 92.7, the stations of DRG Media Group, sponsored by your Peer Sports marketing sponsors, namely Bank West, also the Dairy Queen, Dakota Storm Roofing, Beck Motors, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, LLC. Arrows on the possession here. A good penetration to the baseline as Grace Corey feeds back into the lane. Paulson with a miss. There's Corey with a rebound, though, and she is fouled on the way back up. Here we'll pick up their fourth foul as a team. Avery Kaiser with her third. So Kaiser, Terwilliger, and Ryan Berry all with three personals. Free throw is good for Corey. Yeah, she will get another one. Watertown trying to keep pace, but I was starting a point earlier. I don't know if I finished it, but it just seems like the Govs, as Corey gets the second one as well. Governor's letting the Arrows hang around. Here are the way they've been playing. Watertown with the struggles they've been having. You would think Pier to be a heavily favored team. As they break the press here, Kaiser shot up a little strong, no good. Had to take a bump in that one as well. There's another contact on that far end of the floor where Kaiser just going to get continually frustrated here. Had a jump ball on the rebound, and it goes to Watertown. But if Pier lets Watertown hang around long enough, before you know it, Watertown might be hitting a few shots and getting themselves right back into this one. Here's a backdoor cut. Corey up too far under the basket, and Berry comes down with the rebound. Corey really had nowhere to go. Now we've got a whistle. Here's a foul that'll go to the Arrows on the floor. And it's Emery Thury, number five, instead of four, with her first personal foul. First foul for the Arrows in the second half. 3:25 left. Thury going to get some attention in the locker room as she was maybe had some blood drawn, maybe got accidentally hit in the mouth. Here's an entry into Kaiser, and now a Watertown foul again. Feed from Price. Avery on the move down off of the right block. We'll go to the free throw line. Watertown on the night themselves, 10 of 17 from the free throw line. Avery Kaiser just attempted the first free throw of the night for the Governors, and she hits it. 3:16 to play, third quarter. Second free throw good for Aves, and the Governors lead by 10 again, 32-22. Here comes Maddie Rohde to set things up for Watertown. They work it around quickly, get it to the high post, and they get it out of there quickly as well. Watertown, ball movement is what they need to try to keep it away from these bigger players. There's a three ball for Falconer, and Avery Kaiser gets her good this time. A foul on in the act of shooting a three. Kaiser's going to pick up her fourth personal. Avery having a tough night tonight. So just under 3 minutes to go in the third. Falconer shoots not one, not two, but three. But the first one is no good. Sub for each team waiting to check in. Sydney Tedrow will come in for the Governors, presumably for Kaiser, with that fourth foul as Falconer misses the second free throw. 0-for-2 so far. Kaiser checking out for Pier. Paulson is out for Watertown. And Grace Corey back on. Jace Lund is in there as well for the Arrows. One of those two just checked in. 0-for-3 for Falconer. She hit her first two of the night, but has 1-for-5 since. Rebound down to Terwilliger, and the Governors take it the other way. Lennox Dupree is in as well for Pier. Here's Price, Terwilliger. Now to Dupree, left side. Governors still maintaining a 10-point lead. Shot clock here down to 15. Tedrow up top. Berry underneath. Terwilliger adjusts. Can't get it to go, but she does get the foul called. This one will go to Jace Lund. It's a good feed by Berry. Good ball movement here for the Governors. That's something they've been doing so well lately. We talk about rhythm with Coach Bebout in our pregame conversation. The Governors have been able to play with a lot of rhythm, especially on the offensive end. Here's Terwilliger hitting the first of two. Corey checking out for Watertown. Another one coming for Reese, looking for her sixth point of the night. In the crouch and out. This one off the mark. Left side, and Watertown will get the rebound. As Paulson runs it down. 33-22. The Governor's biggest lead of the night was 12, I believe, maybe 13 in that first quarter. And we'll have a jump ball here as Falconer mishandles the pass in the lane. Pierre has the possession arrow. Watertown will turn it over for the first time in the second half. Arrows will continue to press down below us here as Pierre will have to make their way up the backcourt. Barry makes a crossover, then pushes it ahead. Now across the time stripe to Remy Price. Barry will yield to Lennox Dupree. There's Terwilliger back to Dupree. And up top, Price again looking to drive. Tries to force one up, but she is stripped of the basketball by J.D. Young. 5-on-4 for Watertown as Price makes her way back up the floor. And now she affects the pass, although a good receive for Maddie Rohde to keep it alive. Here's a three ball, right side, no good. Rebound tipped by Watertown, and Tedrow, the last to touch, as Jada Young continues to cause problems. That was a miss for Jace Lund. But another tough break here for the Governors. Watertown will get another possession. Rebounding key for Pat McClemens and Watertown, and right now I think Watertown doing a heck of a job. They're out rebounding the Governors 21-13 in this game. And they're quite a bit smaller team. Rohde on the move. Runs right in. And that's a travel. Ran right into Sydney Tedrow. Coming around a screen at the right elbow. Tedrow was an extra player there that Rohde did not expect to encounter. I almost thought a peer foul was coming, and that would have been a travesty. Here's Dupree setting things up. Price, left wing. No time to shoot. Dupree will fire, but she'll miss everything on the right side. And Watertown gets to it, but Maddie Rohde down on the floor with her elbow on the sideline. And the Governors get a break with a new shot clock on this one will they talk about it? The officials are going to confer on this one. Again, that was an air ball, so no iron drawn. But the question in this case was, does Watertown get a possession and then turn it over with the out-of-bounds call? Nope, they're going to redo the shot clock. Now 17 seconds left in this pure possession. Addie Johnston will check in. Grace Corey as well for Watertown. Out comes J.D. Young and Maddie Rohde, two of the starters in that backcourt. Dupree picking her dribble up, finds Barry underneath. Terwilliger strong, up and good. Big basket for Reese as the Governors, let's call it their biggest lead of the night, 35-22. Dupree tips a pass, caught by Price. Up the floor go the Governors. Now they'll slow it up and maybe play for the last shot. 25 seconds to play, third quarter. And a 13-point lead, Peer led by 9 at halftime. Here's Tedrow to Price. One dribble and a pickup. Now Tedrow to Dupree, left side. Lennox, half-hearted drive. They'll kick it back out around the perimeter. Tedrow on the cut. Here's Terwilliger. Puts it on the floor. Puts it up and in. Reese Terwilliger with back-to-back buckets, and the Governor lead is 15. The time runs out in the third quarter, and that, for Governor fans, is more like it. So on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, at the end of three, Pier 37, Watertown 22, a 13-7 advantage for the Governors in that third period. The scoreboard from Wagner Auto Company and Pier, the one place to go. Governor basketball sponsored by Pier Sports Marketing partners, who include ComTech, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, Capital City Campus, Anderson Rumsa Dental, American Bank and Trust, and All Around Graphics, also Delta Dental, ComTech, First Dakota National Bank, Kruger Contracting, Maher Law Office, and Midco, your peer sports marketing partners. As we pause for 30 seconds, we go to the fourth next. The Governors lead by 15 here in Watertown on KGFX and DRGNews.com.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Eight minutes left. Welcome back to Watertown. We go to the fourth quarter, and driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us you drive sober or get pulled over. You're listening and watching Pierre Governor girls basketball action on 1060 KGFX AM 103.1 FM. A member of DRG Media Group, KGFX Pierre and Fort Pierre. Live streaming with the help of Live Ticket. Who's got things going at liveticket.tv and also drgnews.com, the KGFX page, also the DRG News app. Watertown with the first possession of Maddie Rohde. Dribble penetration and a drive resulting in a Laney Stevens foul. One out of two. The second one made for Rohde at the free throw line, her third point of the night. Pierre outscores Watertown 13-7 in that third period. Still a bit of a low-scoring game. As long as the Governors maintain a comfortable double-digit margin, I'm sure they'll feel just fine about how things are going. Here's Terwilliger underneath, feeding back across the lane. Laney Stevens with a shot up and in for two. Her first basket of the night. There's a foul from behind and a chance at a three-point play for the Governor's senior, Laney Stevens. Jace Lund with the foul. Laney can't get the free throw. And Watertown down with the rebound, heading far court to near 39-23. Here's an attempt at three, and it's up and good for Jace Lund. First three-pointer of the night for Watertown in seven tries. And they're back within 11 at 39-28 as Dupree will get trapped, and Kirk Bevout will get a timeout in here and maybe save a turnover. With 7:08 to go, fourth quarter. He calls for 30. We'll make it a 30-second Agtegra break in the action. You're listening to Governor Basketball.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Back at the Civic Arena in Watertown, 39-28 Governors, and they'll have the basketball. Watertown boys making a run after halftime. They were down by 14, now back within 8, halfway through the third period. The Governors lead on River 92-7 by the score of 51-43. Here is the Governor's work on the far end of the floor. Dupree over to Stevens. Wants three, no good. Dupree battling for a rebound. Got a loose ball out there. It's picked up by Maddie Rohde of the Watertown Arrows. So here comes Watertown, still looking to get back within single digits. Lund hit a three a moment ago. Tries another one from the left side this time. That will not fall. Terwilliger with the rebound. Here continues to work against that pressure for Watertown as Dupree pushes it across to Remy Price. Here's Kaiser in there, but Kaiser's pass to Terwilliger, cut in front of by Kayla Vulcan. She'll get the takeaway. Here come the Arrows. And on the move, Rohde blocked by Kaiser. So Avery makes the good play here, but now a travel for Dupree in the backcourt. And there's been times in this game the Governors just haven't been able to get out of their own way. 6:08 to go here in the fourth quarter, still 39-28. Pass picked up here by Rohde. Watertown's left side. They swing it around to the right. Back to Ortmeier, left side, and she fires a three and hits it. Grace Ortmeier. As Watertown has hit two of their last three from long range. Now a Dangerous pass, but across the time stripe, it comes to Laney Stevens. The Arrows are within 10 again, 39-29. This game is far from over. Governors have been in control for the most part, but if Watertown gets hot, Pierre had better continue scoring. They're going to need some defensive stops, but here Caleb Vulcan tries to get a cheap steal away from Laney Stevens and will knock it away and out of bounds, but she'll get a little bit of the hand and the wrist of Stevens. That's a foul for Vulcan, her first. Foul situation, that's number five for Watertown. Pierre has six, so the Arrows are in the bonus here on in. As Vulcan and Ortmeier check out, Miranda Falconer, among others, back in. Perhaps joined by Jason Lund. Here's a three for Kaiser. No good. Right side, and Lund will collect the rebound. Up ahead come the Arrows. And again, a chance to get within single digits. Right now, a four-possession game with the lead to the Governors, but as Terwilliger tries to fight through a screen, she'll be called for a foul. And Miranda Falconer will go to the free throw line as Reese Terwilliger picks up her fourth personal. So the two bigs for the Govs. Terwilliger and Kaiser both with four in some serious foul trouble. Falconer can't get the front end of the one-and-one. Her free throw struggles continue. Avery Kaiser will come down with a rebound. And they'll hand it off to the freshman, Lennox Dupree, to bring it across the timeline. Nifty move with the ball handling. Now they'll set up in the offense. Well, a quick fire three. Berry online, but off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound to Terwilliger. Offensive. And then Reese gets hacked on the floor. This will be the last to give for Watertown. Second personal for Maddie Rohde. So both teams shooting free throws from here on in, but Pierre will inbound off the left side of the key in this case. It comes to Price. She fakes the handoff, and then Remy takes it on the drive, and she'll kiss it off the glass from the left side. Good for two. 15 points for Remington on the move here. Nice fake, and the drive good for Kayla Paulson as she lays it up and in on the right side. 41-31. Kaiser with the pass across the break, the barrier. Dupree over to Berry, left side, back to Lennox, open, top of the key. No, too strong this time, and Terwilliger keeps it alive, feeds back to Dupree, the layup no good. Underneath, loose ball, it goes to Watertown. Boy, Lennox Dupree, a couple of opportunities, I really thought from this angle that long one was finding its way, but it was just a little too strong. We're halfway home in the fourth quarter now. Pierce still leading by 10. But again, Governor fans, if they're like me, they're probably thinking, well, instead of a 10-point lead, it should be a little bit more. Now a timeout by Watertown after Jada Young makes an acrobatic layup up and under Avery Kaiser. An 8-point ball game, 3:42 to play, 30-second timeout from AgTegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Contact your AgTegra cooperative today. We're back in 30. This is Governor Basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Back in Watertown, as this actually was a full timeout called by Coach Pat McClemens. As I'm trying to make baskets with a water bottle here, and it's not working out very well. That's why I do what Rod Fisher always did, talk a better game than I play. Some pretty good shooting for the Governors back at home at Riggs High Gym, but still Watertown hanging tough. It is the showdown between the football quarterbacks, Lincoln Keenholz and Drew Norberg, both with 27 points in that basketball game. That one at the end of the third quarter. They're going to the fourth on River 92-7. Here with 3:42 to play, Governor Basketball after a Watertown bucket. It's Pierre 41, Watertown 33. Kaiser will get it across the timeline and out of trouble or out of control. Getting pushed, it looked like, up and down the court, but Watertown gets the takeaway. Chase Lund out of there with it. Now on the drive, we'll have a jump ball called here as Rohde drove into traffic. And Pierre has the arrow, so they'll get it back. Boy, just look to me. Avery Kaiser took a couple of pushes up that court. One of them kind of got her out of sync with her dribble, and somebody came in there, got that basketball away. Sydney Tedrow checking in. More trouble with the pressure. Pierre will get it across right now, though, with a couple of seconds to spare. Here's Barry to Dupree. Down to the 3:05 mark. See if Pierre plays the clock game a little bit, or at least tries to get an inside look at best. Dupree, Tedrow, down to the corner now. Price on the right side. Back to Tedrow. She'll drive. Looking for the kick out. Barry with 5 on the shot clock in the corner. 3, no good. Rebound tip to Tedrow. She gives it right back to Ryan Barry in a short-range bucket. Up and good. Good job by Tedrow to keep her composure there. Governors get a big basket to put it back to a 10-point lead. Down to the 2.5-minute mark here in regulation. Jada Young, double-team. Kicks out. Jace Lund for 3, no good. And another backside rebound this time to Terwilliger. As Pierre advances up the floor, Lennox Dupree across the timeline. Pierre gets it in to Terwilliger in the paint. She'll find Price. Price not interested in shooting, though. Pierre doing the right thing and chewing some clock here. 15 on the possession. Looking to add to a 10-point lead, but a drag of the pivot foot, and Terwilliger travels. That can happen to anybody, but I think it's just another example here where the Governors might be, you know, you can use the word complacency or lacking focus. They're just not the same team we saw Tuesday night at home when they beat Brookings handily. There's a block by Price on a shot attempt by Emery Thury, but Thury keeps it alive. Now on the move on the other side, right side, Grace Corey on a layup, no good, but Terwilliger down with a rebound. And Terwilliger hounded in the backcourt, loses it out of bounds. Here, as I'm thinking about it, there's another travel this time for the Arrows, and Pat McClemens well off of his scoring box, asking for a little help on that one, but he didn't agree with that. Maybe he thought there was a push, but I got to be perfectly honest. This Watertown's defense really causing problems again. Dupree bails the Governors out. Now up ahead, Reese Terwilliger short on a layup, trying to keep it alive. There's Tedrow underneath, and she will do just that. I'm going to try to finish that point a little bit later on, but I don't want to say the wrong thing with what I'm trying to get across either. We've got 70 seconds left in this one, still a 10-point game. Pierre leading 43-33. Just a lot of years I've been coming up here covering girls basketball, and it is this game reminds me a lot of those years. Coach K, if you're listening, Lisa Cantigator Bahi, she probably knows the frustration that the Governor girls might be feeling. Here's Barry feeding to Terwilliger. That's up and in, and the Governors make it a 12-point game. Free throw line, jumper here, Paulson, battle for the rebound, Price comes out of there with it, off of the miss, and Watertown, they're going to foul, and whether that was Maddie Rohde's intention or not, she came hard for a steal attempt, but she will send Remington Price to the free throw line. Boy, the Governors really having a hard time holding off the Arrows now, 61-59, 5:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Watertown 6-11 on the season, but the Governors in a bit of trouble there. Price with her first free throw attempt of the night. That one is good. 33 seconds left here. Pierre lead now at 13, so the Governors are going to outlast the Arrows in this one. Second one for Price will not go. And the rebound knocked away by Sydney Tedrow and out of bounds. 32 seconds to go now. Governor's going to get another victory here. It wasn't easy. It never is when you come up here to Watertown, that's for sure. There's Corey with a good effort. Couldn't get it down, though. Tedra will make her way up across the timeline, and Pierre can sit on the basketball. And we have just a stoppage of play to let a couple of Watertown subs in. Number 3, Addie Johnston. Number 34, Avery Munger, a 5'8 sophomore, checking in for the first time. The last two seniors can check out of their final home game, Grace Ortmeyer and Kayla Vulcan. Crowd will give them pretty good ovation. Pretty good job by the official to recognize that. The Governors will dribble it out, 3-2-1, and at last the Governors get the victory here in Watertown. We only were tied once tonight at 2-2, but the Governors never trailed. Still felt like quite a battle. They defeat Watertown 46-33. The score, the Wagner Auto scoreboard brought to you by Wagner Auto Company and Beer, the one place to go. Let's take a 3-minute break in our postgame. We'll be next, within which we will have a conversation with one of the head coaches, or one of the coaches of the Governors. Coach Bebout mentioned he may be speaking with family at the end of this game, so we'll see who comes up to join us to talk about this one in just a little bit. Big plays of the game and your player of the game from Bauman Lumber coming up in the postgame as well. That begins in 3 minutes as the Governors win it on 1060 KGFX and DRGNews.com.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venture.com. Venturecom.net.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Well, welcome back to Watertown, and welcome to our post-game show off of a 13-point victory for the Peer Governors, who improved to 8-10 on the season. Watertown, after starting 5-0, falls to 9-10, under 500 now I believe for the first time this year, and it's their first loss in the ESD conference. They slip back to a 6-1 mark as the Governors improve to 5-3. This one can definitely help the Pier cause as they try to raise themselves in the rankings, the power rankings here, getting closer to that postseason. Pier now with two games left, both against Sioux Falls schools, Jefferson on Tuesday night, and a very beatable Sioux Falls Roosevelt team next Saturday. But you never know what will happen when double-A teams take to the court. And that was kind of the case tonight. You kind of thought, and I think even Coach McClemens, when we talked to him in the pregame, thought a little bit that that his team was definitely going to be a big underdog in this one. He was worried about the bigs of the Governors. He was needing some good things to happen on the Watertown side. I think they made a lot of their opportunities, and I was just kind of alluding to this in the fourth quarter a little bit, but over the years, Coach McClemens has gotten his Watertown girls to really just get in the minds of the Governors and kind of induce them into making mistakes, and it just seemed like there were times when the Governors made a lot of unforced errors, and whether that is a mental thing, which it probably is more than anything, but I think that a lot of that has to do with just the game plan that the Arrows put together when I'm sure Pierre's not the only team when they come to town, but the times that we've come up here, that just seems over the years to be a recurring theme, and tonight was reminiscent of some of those games from 10, 12 years ago and even more. But the Governors do outlast, and they get the win, 46-33. Pier leads at all quarter stops, 16-5 at the end of one. But again, a little bit sloppy in that second period. Outscored 10-8 in the quarter, but they still led by 9 at the half, 24-15. They open things up, especially with a late flurry in the third period. A 13-7 advantage puts them up by 15. Their biggest lead. Well, 16 was the biggest lead of the night. 46-33, though, the final as Watertown outscores Pier by 2 in the fourth, 11-9. In this one, well, a tight rebounding battle, 24-23. The smaller Arrows, though, will get the advantage in rebounding. 24-23 overall, 8-6 on the offensive end. Reese Terwilliger, pretty good job rebounding in that second half. She'll finish with 8 overall, and I think she ended up playing a huge game for the Governors down the stretch in helping preserve this victory. Both teams need to clean up the turnover numbers, 19 for Watertown, the Governors with 15. They had 7 in that second period, and they had 6, let's make it 5 more in that fourth quarter as well, but Pier with a 13-7 advantage in the assist column. More good ball movement, not quite what we saw from them on Tuesday night in that win over Brookings, and maybe even the week before when they defeated Huron, but still enough to get the job done here tonight for the Pier Governors. They win it by 13. So plenty more to talk about. Another two-minute break. We'll take that. Well, here are the scoring totals. Actually, I didn't even give you the shooting stats, did I? Pier with 8 out of 23 in the second half. On the floor, unofficially 19 of 47 overall. They hit five threes out of 16 attempts. 4 of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Remy Price with 16 points. Reese Terwilliger with 11. 7 of those coming in the second half. And a good night for, Avery Kaiser with 8 points. It was Ryan Berry with 7 points, Lennox Dupree and Laney Stevens with 2 apiece for the Governors. For Watertown, a 6 of 18 effort in the second half on the floor, 10 of 32, less than 30% there, 2 of 10 from outside the arc. They get to the free throw line 23 times, but hit on just 11. Watertown is led by J.D. Young with 9 points. Young is a good-looking player. I think she's going to be, she's got another good year left in her, regardless of what happens to Watertown this year. She'll be the undisputed leader, I think, of this team next season. She has 9. It was Grace Ortmeier with a 3-pointer that kind of put her in second place honors for Watertown. She has 5 points. Maddie Rohde with 4. And then 5 players with 3 points apiece. Check it. Emery 3 with 4. Then Maddie Rohde, 1 of 5 with 3 apiece. Miranda Falconer, Grace Corey, Jace Lund with a 3-pointer, and also Kendall Paulson, all with 3 points each for Watertown. There you go. There are your shooting stats as Pierre wins at 46-43. Interesting on that free throw statistic, though. Watertown outshoots the Governors 23-7 from the line, outscores them 11-4. So the Governors had to counter that with a few more field goals made, and that's exactly what they did. Field goals numbering 19-10 in favor of the Governors, and three more three-pointers as well to kind of give you the mathematics of the way the score turned out in this one. 46-33, Pierre. Let's take a two-minute break, see if we get a coach's conversation coming up, but we'll talk big plays and also award our player of the game from Bauman Lumber coming back when we return to Watertown in the Civic Arena on KGFX.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get four free oil changes with your four-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governors sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pierre Governors sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governors sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governors sports. Watch them online with LiveTicket.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Right, Oakland back here in the Watertown Civic Arena as the Governors coming off a victory, 46-33. And again, moving into one final week of the regular season for Pierre Sioux Falls. Jefferson on the road in the big town on Tuesday night here on KGFX, and then next Saturday on River 92.7 at 2 o'clock afternoon start when the Governors host Sioux Falls Roosevelt to close out the regular season. Roosevelt just 1-15 on the year, but certainly don't be fooled by that. The Governors have lost to one other team this year that only had one loss against one win against a bunch of losses at the time, and that was Aberdeen Central. That Aberdeen team beat this Watertown team on Tuesday night, so Watertown does continue their struggles, but I tell you what, still the way they played tonight, they can still be one of those teams that I think a lot of teams would rather just as soon rather not play when that Sodex 16 rolls around. But once again, Pierre with a big win tonight. Governor boys once again in a battle as it was 61-59 early in the fourth quarter. That one's still going on River 92.7. Here we can talk about big plays. Big plays, not a sponsored segment on KGFX broadcast, but there were big plays in this game, and I think it came down to that second half where Watertown was able to keep pace. The Governors looked early on in this game like they might run away with things a little bit, but Watertown, again, tightening that defense. The Governors get a little sloppy in the second quarter, and again, that theme just continued. Except for maybe the end of the third quarter, continued through that second half. But give Reese Terwilliger credit. She hit a couple of big baskets, good ball movement, got fed by people like Ryan Berry and Sydney Tedrow to end up in those big basket situations to give Pierre a little more breathing room. That happened at the end of the third, but Watertown kept this thing between 8 and a 10-point game at times for much of that fourth quarter. But Terwilliger hit a big basket, and Barry and Laney Stevens, Remy Price all hit big buckets in that fourth quarter. And Pierre seemed to need every one of them just to keep Watertown at the proverbial arm's length, I think. I'm going to go with the end of that third quarter when the Governors pushed it back to a 15-point lead, which was big at the time. Those are our biggest plays, as it turns out, in this game. But let's toss in a 28-foot swish three-pointer for Remy Price at the end of the first quarter of play as well. But, of course, there are candidates to talk about when we bring up the subject of your player of the game. Player of the game on KGFX broadcast, sponsored by Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Let's hear from them, and we'll announce our player of the game next in Governor Basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
You know, ever since we've had Player of the Game nominees and Player of the Game awards on KGFX, it's about 15 years running now, I think, or so. Bauman Lumber has always been the Player of the Game sponsor, so here comes another one. But let's start with a losing cause for Watertown. Again, sing the praises of Jada Young, a pretty good player. Stay under control, and she's going to make a lot of shots penetrating. She's going to get her assists from time to time. Also battles in on the board. She had a handful of those tonight, along with her 9 points, as Jada Young leads the way for Watertown despite the loss tonight. For the Governors, you've got players who played well tonight. Some players had off nights, and that's just the way it is at times. It's getting to be a long season, but Remington Price with 16 points leads the way. Three threes, and I think her three in the third period was also another big play in this one. Reese Terwilliger comes up huge down the stretch, though. 11 points as she... So we'll tack on 8 rebounds along with that. We don't have a coach to talk to. We've got a couple of players, including Reese Terwilliger, but we'll get them geared up in just a little bit. But we're going to go a different direction to a player who also made some big plays, but despite getting in the scoreboard tonight, a few rebounds and a few assists that helped some of these big baskets in that third and fourth quarter. It's Sydney Tedrow going to be our player of the game this evening as the 5'8 junior helps the cause here tonight, contributing in a lot of ways. And, boy, the Governor girls have a lot of people who do just that as they pick up their 8th victory tonight. 46-33, Sydney Tedrow, our Bauman Lumber player of the game. Let's take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back, and we'll talk with a couple of players off of this victory here in Watertown on KGFX.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, welcome to the team. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
Whether you have good credit, bad credit, challenged credit, or maybe no credit at all, I can help you get into a vehicle with little to nothing down. To get a pre-approval, you can call me at 605-224-7378 or feel free to text me, 605-280-0761.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford. FordToyota.com.
Welcome back to Watertown, and as we continue in our post-game show, we've got a chance to talk to a couple of players, Reese Terwilliger along with us, but also we'll start with Ryan Berry as the Governors defeat Watertown 46-43. Ryan, I want to start with the way to ask you about how your play seems to be elevating a little bit. You've had a couple of 15-point nights, and you really seem to be settling in as one of the backcourt leaders of this team. I got to hand it to you, but how do you feel about to, you know, getting a little more comfortable in leading, being one of the leaders of this offensive team?
Well, you know, it's fun, but it definitely, I got a shout out to the practice squad pushing us every day and everyone being confident and in what I do and keeping me up if I make a mistake.
And, you know, tonight, it was just a difficult night. You guys had an easy win Tuesday night against, so to speak, easy win over Brookings. But tonight it was a little more difficult to make plays. Watertown's defense was, you know, a little more in your face. What was it like to deal with that as an adjustment that you had to make tonight?
Well, in the second half, we definitely picked it up a little bit more. We got less turnovers than in the first half, and that definitely helped. And we had to manage the clock, and it was tough breaking their press, but I think we finally figured it out.
You had to. It seemed at times, too, as their defense picked up, you know, mistakes started to come up again. We've seen mistakes over the course of the season, maybe not so much lately since you've been playing better, but did it feel like there were just some unforced errors being made in that first half especially?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But we just had to keep picking each other up and keep encouraging each other to move on to the next best thing.
All right, another good win here tonight. Now as you focus toward this last week of the regular season, hard to believe you only have two games to go, but what is the focus of the team here is you still have another couple of winnable games yet to play?
Yeah, we definitely got to go out how we've been playing and just keep trying to do the next best thing and keep playing together and for each other.
All right. Ryan, great job tonight and coming up with the win, all right?
Thank you.
Ryan Berry of the Governors, one of the guards, as we'll get another sophomore in here in Reese Terwilliger, who came up with a big game down the stretch as well. Pierre gets Sioux Falls Jefferson at home, or check that, on the road on Tuesday night when they take on the Cavaliers for the first time. A little more conversation here between teammates. But, Reese, I was talking about it just as you came up, and I think you came up pretty big in that second half. In this physical game, which is the case in ESD, we're talking about it a little bit. You get some big rebounds, you get some big finishes, good ball game, and you do kind of, in my opinion, lead the way. I just want to pat you on the back in that regard. But what was it like to play this game against a scrappy team that Watertown was?
Well, in the first half, it was kind of difficult when everyone was doubling down on me and putting a lot more pressure on me. But in the second half, I just had to go up strong and just do my job.
It's hard to stay focused, I think, when you're kind of getting pushed around a little bit. It looked like that might have been the case. And, you know, I've been commenting in some of the boys' games about how, you know, they've been keeping their heads a little bit, and I have to commend everybody on your team for doing pretty much the same thing. But I want to ask you about some of the mistakes that were being made, and how do you keep the focus that you were able to keep in this one?
Yeah, we did make a couple unforced errors, but we played as a team, and we just finished out the game.
Do you have a scratch on your eye?
Yeah.
Is that from this game?
No, that was from the Huron game.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's scarred.
I had to ask because that's kind of the way that this game went. But, hey, you guys playing for Coach Bebout, he's got now, I'm told that this is his 100th career victory, and whether it be at Hamlin or now in Pier, what do you have to say about playing for that guy?
Well, I love playing for Bebout. He's a great coach, and I'm proud that he has gotten his 100th win.
So good to be a part of that, too. All right, how about you coming into the next week with Jefferson and Roosevelt? Coach always says one game at a time, so there's only that one that we're going to focus on, and that's Sioux Falls Jefferson. That's a team that is quite a ways up there in the standings. If you can continue this pretty good play, maybe get a victory in that one, it'll set you up pretty good, won't it?
Yeah.
What do you have looking forward to in that one? What do you know about Jefferson?
Well, they are a new team, so I guess don't really know what to expect. I know they've got a couple posts in there, but I think if we play as we have been, that we can do it.
I think what I hear about Jefferson is that a lot of people that played for Roosevelt last year end up at Jefferson this year. So maybe there's some familiarity in that regard with some of the players that you'll see. All right, Reese, a job well done tonight. Big win tonight, and we'll wish you guys the best of luck next week, okay?
Thank you.
Keep it going. Reese Terwilliger and Ryan Berry up to talk with us off of the victory for the Governors as they win this one 46-33. One final break. Let's take 2 minutes and we'll come back, cover the scores in Class AA and girls and boys basketball, get another check up on the Governor boys who are having a battle with the Arrows at Riggs High Gym on River 92.7, that and more, and then we'll set you up for upcoming action on the way to. This is Governor Basketball on KGFX.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Back in Watertown, as we continue this post game, Governors defeating the Arrows tonight 46-33. Take a look at the other scores in girls basketball in Class AA. Spearfish gets a win over Harrisburg 49-36, going across the state. They played well against Brandon Valley last night, did the Spartans, and they get a win over Spearfish or over Harrisburg here today. The game's out in Rapid City, where Stevens is handling Mitchell 32-9. That one late in the first half. Rapid City Central leads at halftime over Huron 21-17. Just those four games going on in girls basketball tonight, including this one here. In boys basketball, it was Harrisburg over Spearfish, doubling them up 74-37. Huron defeats Rapid City Central in Huron tonight 61-55. Sioux Falls Roosevelt, another win. They're 17-0 now as they defeat Sioux Falls Washington 66-40. Rapid City Stevens, a upset here as they win at the Corn Palace tonight, 60-59. And Mitchell reeling just a little bit. Stevens starting to put some wins together themselves. They're right behind the Governors. Pierre gets a win tonight, by the way. Stevens now 9-8. The Governors will be 9-9. That off of a victory over Watertown. They outlast the Arrows here, 72-65. Pierre led by 14 at halftime, I believe, but Watertown came up big in that third quarter. Got back within two at 61-59, but the Governors go on an 11-6 run the rest of the way, and they win it, their second win of the week, second win in as many nights, in fact, with a win 71-45 over Brookings last night as well. And just one last score updated as Sioux Falls Lincoln defeating Sioux Falls Jefferson 63-64. So Jefferson falls to 10-7 on the season. Lincoln improving to 9-8. But it is the Jefferson Cavaliers, the next opponent for the Governors, both boys and girls. The boys will be at home Tuesday night. The girls on the road with the boys game on River 92.7. Girls right here on KGFX. David Burrell has that one here on KGFX. With a 6:30 pregame. I'll have the boys game on the FM side as well. And, of course, we'll live stream both of them with live ticket through drgnews.com. And the final games of the season have the Governors taking on Sioux Falls Roosevelt, the Governor girls home against Roosevelt, who currently sits at 1-15 on the year. And the Governor boys against the now 17-0 Sioux Falls Roosevelt Rough Riders. That'll be 7 o'clock next Saturday night. That ought to be a fun one after wrestling tournament coverage as well. So before we talk about wrestling, here's the Watertown upcoming schedule. The Lady Arrows have one more game in the regular season. That'll be Tuesday night at Harrisburg, and they'll see where they end up for SODAC 16 power rankings, and they needed a couple of wins, I think, to end up maybe with a home game. Doesn't look like that'll happen now. They'll just have to kind of see how things play out and see where they will end up going. Meanwhile, the Watertown Arrow boys, who fall to 6-12 at the loss to the Govs tonight, they will host Harrisburg on Tuesday night, and they have one final home game hosting Moorhead, Minnesota on Thursday. Watertown sitting at number 13 coming into tonight's action. Hey, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds us as they celebrate being a part of a team to think twice in case of ice. And this will come into play as it is going to be colder and a little snowier, it looks like, Monday and Tuesday. So make sure you buckle up and slow down. Drive for winter driving conditions here in this week ahead. High school wrestling coverage coming up tomorrow night. Region wrestling coverage here on KGFX. I'll head up to Milbank where the Governor boys will vie for another Region 3A title. Chamberlain and Mitchell, Aberdeen, Huron, along with Todd County and Chianingo Dupree will and Milbank. The host team will all be there. And we'll have reports starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and extending throughout the day here on KGFX. We'll also cover area teams from Class B regions, regions 1, 3, and 4B. 4B being hosted by the Stanley County Buffaloes. So if you're looking for some wrestling to take in, maybe take a look at Park or head over to Parkview Gym and watch the Region 4B wrestling tournament. And then next week with Governor basketball on Tuesday night with Sioux Falls Jefferson, it'll be state wrestling tournament coverage here on KGFX. Reports throughout the days on Thursday and Friday with high school championship coverage 1 week from today, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, full play-by-play coverage of all of the championship matches. Hopefully we'll get a number of area wrestlers competing in those. And then Saturday, save that one for the state dual tournament where the Governors are the defending state champions. They are the 5 seed this year. They will take on number 4 Harrisburg in their first round matchup. If they win that one, they would most likely take on Brandon Valley in the semifinals. So that's what we've got coming up on your official voice of the Governors, the stations of DRG Media Group. Shouting out to Caleb Brozek outside with the camera and live ticket. Live video stream on this one of the KGFX page will be available in the DRG News app and drgnews.com once we sign off. And for Trinity Pearson back in studio, I'm Brian Oakland here on KGFX. The final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard from Wagner Auto in Pier, the one place to go. The Pier Governor girls knocking off Watertown tonight 46-33. Until we speak with you tomorrow from the Region 3A Wrestling Tournament in Milbank, Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports. Thanks for joining us. This is Governor Basketball.
Pier Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Tickets, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.